Puja Bihari.
Yasodhananda.
Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Gangamayi Ki, Jamunamayi Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, which is entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely, and it's text 28. Could someone read the Sanskrit?
Sutta Vacha.
Sutta Vacha.
Evam Chintayato Jishno.
Evam Chintayato Jishno.
Krishna
para sarvaruham,
savarnena vigarnena,
savarnena vigarnena,
santa
siddhi malamati,
sutta
vacha,
Krishna Pada Sarodham, Krishna Pada Sarodham, Sohadena Vigadena,
Sohadena Vigadena,
Santa Siddhi Malamati.
Shanta Siddhi Malamati. Evam Chintaya Ko Vishno. Krishna Pada Saroruham. Sauharina Gitatena. Shanta Siddhi Malamati. Evam Chintaya Ko Vishno. Krishna Pada Saroruram. Savarina Gitadena. Shanta Siddhi Malamati. Evam Chintaya Ko Vishno. Krishna Pada Saroruram.
Sutta Uvacha.
Sutta Uvacha.
Sutta Goswami said.
Sutta Goswami said.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Chinta Yataha.
Chinta Yataha.
Well, thinking of the instructions.
While thinking of the instructions.
Jishnu.
Jishnu.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna Pada.
Krishna Pada.
The feet of Krishna.
The feet of Krishna.
Saroruham,
Saroruham,
resembling lotuses.
Resembling lotuses.
Sadhardena,
Sadhardena,
by deep friendship.
By deep friendship.
Atigadena,
Atigadena,
in great intimacy.
In great intimacy.
Santa,
Santa,
pacified.
Pacified.
Asit,
Asit.
It so became.
It so became.
Vimala, without any tinge of material contamination. Mati, mind. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sutta Goswami said, thus being deeply absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship, and in thinking of his lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination. So please repeat after me. Sutta Goswami said,
Sutta Goswami said,
thus being deeply absorbed,
thus being deeply absorbed,
in thinking of the instructions of the Lord,
thinking of the instructions of the Lord,
which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship,
which were imparted,
and in thinking of his lotus feet,
and thinking of his lotus feet,
Arjuna's mind became pacified.
Arjuna's mind became pacified.
And free from all material contamination.
Free from all material contamination.
Purport. Since the Lord is absolute, deep meditation upon him is as good as yogic trance. The Lord is non-different from his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and specific actions. Arjuna began to think of the Lord's instruction to him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only those instructions began to eliminate the tinges of material contamination in the mind of Arjuna. The Lord is like the sun. The sun's appearance means immediate dissipation of darkness or ignorance. And the Lord's appearance within the mind of the devotee can at once drive away the miserable material effects. Lord Chaitanya has therefore recommended constant chanting of the name of the Lord for protection from all contamination of the material world. The feeling of separation from the Lord is undoubtedly painful to the devotee. But because it is in connection with the Lord, it has a specific transcendental effect which pacifies the heart. Feelings of separation are also sources of transcendental bliss, and they are never comparable to contaminated material feelings of separation. The verse again. Sutta Goswami said, "Thus being deeply absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship, and in thinking of his lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination." Om Gyan Kimarandasya Ganangana Salakaya Chaksurumintam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Lam Vaite Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarni Avanchakalpa Tirubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patita Naam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sarigor Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's a very wonderful verse and purport. Of course, first of all, I want to ask for the blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas that I can say something actually meaningful and pleasing to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada actually gave a lecture on this verse. In my research, I went over that, and he stressed a lot of different things. One thing I just want to mention first is this the deep friendship that Arjuna had with Krishna. And here he is revealing his mind to his brother, Yudhisthira. And it's actually a very important aspect of our devotional life, is that we should have some deep friendship, and we should be able to reveal our mind, say what is good that is happening and share with devotees, and also whatever is troubling us or whatever difficulty, or like the reading was this morning, Krishna tests us, so we may have some difficulty in tests, and we should be able to share it with another devotee. So here Arjuna, you know, he has no, you know, false pride or whatever, but he's, you know, relating to Yudhisthira that, you know, I'm the same Arjuna, I have the same Gandiva bow, and I was victorious on the battle of Kurukshetra. Of course, it was all by Krishna's grace, but now, you know, coming back from Dwarka, I couldn't even protect the queens of Dwarka from a band of infidel, you know, coward men. So we should, you know, take this example and reveal our mind and confidence to devotees. I know in New Ramamurti here in Alachua, there are many men's groups which are very nice, and they get together once a week, and they have this kind of sangha where they share with each other. It's important. And it also reminds me, it's one devotee in New Vrindavan, Ananta Vrindavan is his name. He got a degree from the Bhaktivedanta College in Belgium. And he wrote his thesis on why sannyasis fell away from ISKCON. Because we know that Srila Prabhupada made so many sannyasis, and right after Srila Prabhupada left, a lot of devotees took sannyas, and a lot of them fell away. And so he actually went around and interviewed a lot of these sannyasis. And the one common thing that they all said is that they felt like they didn't have any friends in their devotional life. So it's very important. It was even, I think, Narottam Das Thakur, he had a great friend, Ramachandra. And even in one of his songs, he glorifies how nice it is to have such a friend. So anyways, Srila Prabhupada gave this class in 1973 in New Dwarka. And he was really stressing how we have an eternal relationship with Krishna. That means there's no beginning, there's no end, and that we still have this relationship, and we've simply forgotten it. He said, he gave the example, just like a finger, it's attached to the body, it has value, it has importance, it can do things. But if it's separated, if it's cut off, and it's just, you know, lying on the ground, it doesn't have much value. So he was comparing that to our own position of feeling separated from the Lord, that we don't have much value, that as soon as we are reconnected, he said, just like the finger is cut off, if it's reconnected to the body, it can work again. So in the same way, we eternally have a relationship with the Lord in one of the four rasas, you know, either Shanta, Dasya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. We can have one of these relationships with Krishna, and when we're reconnected somehow or other with this this feeling, this relationship again, then it's natural. Then we just remember who we actually really are. It's our relationship with Krishna is eternal, and it's always there. We just have to uncover it. It's completely natural. And it should give you peace. And this verse, Arjuna, when he remembered the instructions of the Lord, he became peaceful, the Shanta. And in this material world, we'll never be really peaceful until we connect to the Lord in one of these devotional mellows. So, of course, in the beginning, we have to follow the regular principles and chant Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, in this, speaking about this verse, he was stressing about the remembering the instructions of the Lord, and the instructions of Lord Chaitanya is to become a guru. He said that, you know, everyone should become a guru. And Srila Prabhupada was saying how it's not very difficult. He says, all you have to do is repeat what Krishna has said, and then you're a guru. He said, oh, these other people that are cheating because they're trying to manufacture their own process, or they're trying to interpret Krishna's instructions in a certain way. But Krishna said, you know, surrender to me. And if you say surrender to Krishna, that's perfect. You're a guru. And he said that Lord Chaitanya wanted many gurus. He said, but also you have to be an acharya. You have to preach by example. If you're not following yourself, then you won't have potency, and no one will listen to you. There's a kind of famous saying, your actions speak so loud I can't hear what you're saying. So if we're saying all this high philosophy and things of Krishna, but if we're not practicing in ourselves, it won't have an effect. It won't have that purifying effect. And we can see Srila Prabhupada, just by repeating, you know, the message of Krishna, it penetrated devotees' hearts, and they actually were able to surrender to Krishna, to give up their life that they were living before, and surrender their whole life. And it was interesting that one point in his lecture, and Srila Prabhupada was talking about how our Krishna consciousness is an eternal fact and it's natural. And he said, just see, just a few years ago, all these boys and girls were engaged in so much nonsense. But now they're engaged in devotional service. And it's because they've developed some love for Krishna. He said, nobody is such a fool that they would waste their time chanting Hare Krishna and giving up all their previous life so that they can engage in Krishna consciousness. He said, no one is such a fool that they would do this, you know, unless it was something natural, unless they had this some love of Krishna. So that was, you know, Srila Prabhupada's a vision of us. And he really stressed over and over how we have an eternal relationship with Krishna. We've just forgotten it. And just by this process of chanting Hare Krishna, we become purified of all this contamination that we have, and that we'll come to this completely natural platform of devotional service to Krishna. It's already within us. We just have to revive it or clear away all the covering, the forgetfulness. And just like Arjuna, how he remembered these instructions that Krishna had given him, and he became peaceful. He was able to fix his mind on the instructions of the Lord. Of course, also this verse is about separation. And of course, you have to have attachment and to have separation. He was feeling separation from Krishna. You can just imagine, you know, he had so many intimate dealings with Krishna, and Krishna personally spoke the Bhagavad Gita to him and protected him. And in the battle of Kurukshetra, the Kauravas had a much bigger army. I think they had like 11 Akshahinis, and the Pandavas only had 7. They had grandfather Bhishma, Karna, Dronacharya, Kripacharya. Materially, they should have won. They had a greater force. But just because Krishna was on the Pandava side and was fighting with Arjuna, they won. And Arjuna is remembering this and feeling great separation from the Lord. So we may not have so much separation from Krishna, but we can have separation from his devotees. Of course, we all feel separation from Srila Prabhupada. It's so wonderful to be in his association and see how he dealt with each devotee in every circumstance. It was just a wonderful festival. Everything he said and did, it was amazing. And we can also feel separation from devotees, any devotee that is helping us in our devotional service, as long as it's related to Krishna. There's another story of Madhavendra Puri. When, of course, we all know the story, he went to Vrindavan and he circumambulated Govardhan Hill, and he sat down by Govinda Kund, and he was so much in ecstatic love that he didn't even know whether it was day or night. He was just simply, totally immersed in the pastimes of Krishna. And a cowherd boy came to him and said, "Why, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you fasting? Nobody in my village fasts." He had this nice conversation with Madhavendra Puri. Of course, it was Krishna. Madhavendra Puri didn't realize it at that point. And Krishna gave him a cup of milk, and he said he would later come back for the pot. So Madhavendra Puri, in great ecstatic love, drank the milk and washed the pot and was just waiting for the boy to come back. But he fell asleep, and he had a dream. This coward boy appeared to him in his dream, and he said, "My name is Gopal, and I've been residing in the bushes on top of Govardhan Hill, and because of the extreme heat and the rain, I've been suffering. But please, come and take me out of this and construct a temple for me and worship me. So it says that when he woke up, he fainted, and he was really lamenting that Krishna had appeared before him and he hadn't recognized him, and he was lamenting like anything. But then he fixed the mind on the instructions of the Lord. That's the correlation here with Arjuna, how he fixed his mind on the instructions of the Lord. In Madhavendra, where he fixed his mind on the instructions of the Lord. And he went and he gathered the townspeople and he brought them to the place where Gopal had shown him in his dream. And sure enough, the deity of Gopal was there. And you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful pastime about how he installed Gopal on top of Govardhan and had the Anakuta ceremony. And then Gopal told him that he still wasn't cool yet, even though they had offered him so much cool water to bathe him. And it was actually after a couple of years he told him to go to get sandalwood from the Malayan hills, camphor and sandalwood, and rub it all over my body. So when Madhavendra Puri got that instruction, immediately he left. So I'm talking a little bit about Madhavendra Puri. It relates to this verse, and also separation, because Madhavendra Puri, on his deathbed, he kept reciting this verse, which starts Ayidina, which is Krishna, the friend of the fallen. And this verse was spoken by Radharani, and it's a very intimate verse. And when Lord Chaitanya, in front of the Rathi Atrakar, he would chant this verse, and it says that he couldn't chant the whole verse, he could only chant those two words, Ayidina, Ayidina. And he was just, you know, totally feeling the separation of the Lord, like Radharani was. And it said of this verse, only three people could understand the real purport of the verse. It was Radharani who spoke it, Madhavendra Puri, and Lord Chaitanya. No fourth person could understand this verse. So this feelings of separation are actually the highest form of pure devotional service. And that's what Lord Chaitanya was teaching, that this form of separation that the gopis had, that Radharani had, remembering Krishna in separation, is the highest form, and it's actually something that we can't really understand, but it's actually a form of ecstasy. It's not, that has nothing to do like material feelings of separation that Srila Prabhupada said in the last sentence of this verse. Feelings of separation are also sources of transcendental bliss, and they are never comparable to contaminated material feelings of separation. So I'm not so qualified to speak about these feelings of separation, but I'm just repeating some things here. And Srila Prabhupada also, in his lecture on this verse, he was talking about, you know, this intimate friendship, that he said sometimes a servant, he can become intimate with his master, and it develops into friendship. And he said personally he saw this in Calcutta, that Dr. Bose, Srila Prabhupada was working under Dr. Bose, he said his driver became his intimate friend, because as he was driving him all around, Mr. Bose would confide in him and tell him all these things, and he eventually became his intimate friend. So that was just a nice little example of how we can, develop into this this mood of friendship. So, anyways, like I say, this is a very wonderful verse. It has deep meanings for us. Are there any questions and comments? Somebody would like to speak some, yeah? Mataji?
Prabhupada's conversation books, he was talking about that, and he was saying that actually the one from Gaudiya Sampradaya took the Vallabha Sampradaya, you know, to court. Like, you know, they actually did some like mediation or something on why, you know, because Gopal is from our Sampradaya. You know? So Prabhupada said that actually our Sampradaya won the court case. This was something like, I'm not sure what year, but it was the 40s or the 50s or like that, you know. So Prabhupada said our Sampradaya won, but we decided that the Vallabha Sampradaya is doing such a nice job running the temple to just leave it that way. Mm-hmm. If you go there, it's wonderful. They have like underneath the ground, they have big vats that hold ghee. Because people come with like, you know, big containers of ghee and they just pour it in the vat underground. And that's where it's stored. And Gopal's beauty, very big ghee. I mean, when I first saw him, I was very amazed because it's like something, I don't know, looks like, just materially big like that, not materially, but big, you know, very right. big, you know, and very amazing, you know, totally amazing, of course.
Yeah, he was actually installed in Vrindavan by Krishna's grandson, 5,000 years ago. And that just also reminds me how just this past week they had the 50th anniversary of the installation of Radha Gopi Vallabha in Boston. And a lot of people spoke about it. Satsarup Maharaj, Jananivas spoke, Radhanath Maharaj, Naranjana, Prabhupada, Damodar, Swami, I get to speak some things, some of the other old devotees. And it was just wonderful to hear a lot of these devotees' realization and to see just like this Boston. Srila Prabhupada sent Satsarup there to open a temple there, and he opened it. And of course, Srila Prabhupada came and installed these deities. And even now, 50 years after, you know, the deity worship is going on so nicely. And you can see it's just the potency of Srila Prabhupada that he entrusted this, you know, that he had faith in the devotees, and he entrusted the care of the deities to them. And after so many years, it's still going on so nicely. It's amazing. Or some other questions? No, it's Gopalnathji. Vitankeshwar, Tirupati. Thank you. Thank you. So just to wrap it up here, just how Arjuna meditated on the instructions of the Lord, and he got peace in Madhavendra Puri. He also started to fix his mind on the Lord, to carry out the order of the Lord. We all have orders from Srila Prabhupada, from our guru. Of course, the basic ones are follow four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, preferably during the Brahma Murta hours, and perform some service. And if we can carry out these instructions and fix our mind on these instructions, we can become peaceful. Everybody's looking for peace, but they don't know how to attain peace. They have so many seminars and different gurus and speakers and things, but this real simple process of just carrying out the instructions of the spiritual master, fixing our mind on the instructions of the spiritual master, we can really attain peace. So thank you very much.